Zok dehe luga Mishnah weiter. Masechtes Ahalas, Perik Yud Beis. Mishnah, hey. Our Mishnah begins with the following scenario. Let's say we're building a house. We have the outside walls already, but the inside is not completely finished. I'm standing on the first floor. I look up, and what do I see? By the way, this is going to be a two-story house. B'ezras Hashem. I'm standing on the first floor. I look up. What do I see? Beams. I see beams that go from one wall to the other. And eventually the ceiling of the first floor, which is also the floor of the second floor, is going to be placed on these beams. Right now, all I have is beams. The boards and the plaster, they're laying outside, waiting to be used. These beams are tefach wide. Remember, that's the minimum shear for an oil. So technically, each beam is an oil for whatever is directly underneath it. So let's see our Mishnah. Once again, the Masechtes Ahalas, Perek Yud Beis, Mishnah Hei, Kares HaBayis, the beams of the house. When we say bayis, we mean the ground floor. Vehualiyah, and the beams of the upper floor. They're in place. These are eventually going to be the ceilings. But right now, she'ein aleihen maziva. There's no plaster on them. Zokta batanura tit, tsroirois, the lime and the pebbles, whatever it is that they would put on top of these beams, and that forms the ceiling, it's not there yet. Not for the first floor, not for the second floor. So I have two rows of beams, one on top of the other. V'hein mechuvanais, and they're exactly one on top of the other. Each one is wide at tafach, so in a straight line I have beam, higher up another beam, and the spaces are all through and through. Right now, standing on the floor of the first floor, I can look all the way up to the roof. Zok de Mishnah, tuma tachas achas mehen. On the first floor, I look down and I say, ay, there is tuma beneath one of the lower beams. So tachtel tuma, any keli that's also underneath that same beam on floor number one is going to become tuma. Because although it's narrow, but it's wide enough, it's a tefach to be its own aisle. So if you have a keli underneath the same beam where there's a kezias of a mace underneath that beam, that keli will become tuma. What if, says the Mishnah Vayter, bein hatachtoina le'elyoina? Where is the tumah? It's between the lower beam and the upper beam. And the two beams are on the same row. So again, I want you to try to picture this. I'm standing, sorry for repeating, but I want to make sure you have the picture clearly. I walk into the house, and I'm looking up. I'm standing on the floor of the first floor. I'm looking up, what do I see? I see beams going from one side to the other. Those beams eventually are going to have plaster put over it, and that's going to be the ceiling of the first floor slash floor of the second floor. But right now, being that it's open, I'm looking up. I can see there are also beams by the ceiling of the second floor. They run in the same direction, and they're directly over each other. And where's the tumah? The tumah was found bein hatachtoina le'elyoina, between one of the lower beams and the upper beam that's directly above it. Zakta Mishnah, Beinayan, Tame, any Keli that is also in this area between these two beams becomes Tame. Because now the beam on top, that's the oil over side the Keli, and side the Tumah, that's on the beam of the first floor. But only this Keli in between the beams is going to be affected. Kalim below the beam of the first floor, or Kalim on top of the beam of the second floor, they're okay. Because these beams are going to be mafsik the tumah. Vayter zakta Mishnah, if the part of the mess was al gabi hu elyoina, on top of the beam of the second floor, meaning the roof or the ceiling of the second floor, so kenegde adarikia tummy, from that point all the way up, it's going to be tummy, all the way till the sky. It won't come down, because that beam serves as an oil to be mafsik for the tumah to come down. It'll block the tumah from coming down. It won't spread from side to side, unless there's a common roof above it. And right now, I don't have a common roof above it. The only roof of the house are these beams. Eventually, there's going to be a roof there, but right now, there isn't. So again, if the tumah was al-gabi ol-yayna, on top of the beam of the second floor, the ceiling of the second floor, on top of that beam, kenegde adarkiya tummy, straight up would be tummy. But not to the sides, and not down. Not down below that top beam. If I have kalim between the two beams, or kalim on the first floor, they're okay. In the first case, the two rows of beams In other words, what's eventually going to be the ceiling of the first floor and the ceiling of the second floor are mamish in a straight line. In this case, they're dafka not in a straight line. So ceiling of floor number one, the beams are going from side to side. If I'm going to stand on that beam on top of floor number one and go straight up, in the previous case, my head would have hit the beam of the ceiling of the second floor. Not in this case. In this case, if I'm standing on the beam, which is eventually going to be the first floor ceiling, and I go straight up, I'm going to come through the airspace in between the two beams of the second floor. They're not aligned. If the top beams would come down, they wouldn't be one on top of the other. The top beams would come into the space between the beams of the first floor. So in the previous case, if I stood on the ground and I looked up, I would see beams. In between the beams, I would see the sky because the beams are aligned. In this case, if I'm standing on the ground and I'm looking up, I will not see the sky. Either I'll see the beams of the first floor ceiling, and if I look between those beams, I'll see the beams of the second floor ceiling. That's what it means. The beams on top are aligned to the space in between the beams of the bottom. Zak the Mishnah Tumah Tachas Achz Mehen. If now there was Tumah underneath any of the beams, whether it's directly underneath one of the beams on top or one of the beams on the lower level, Tachas Kulam Tumah. The Tumah is going to spread underneath all of the beams. They're all considered as if it's a straight ceiling that has no spaces. We view, and this again is an application of Gur Achis. We view it as if the top beams come down and fit like a puzzle into the space between the first beam. Or as some explain it, it's Gur Asig, which means we view it as if the beams of the lower floor come up and they fit into the spaces in between the top beams. But either way, it's totally closed. Al pi halach, it's totally closed. It's as if I have one straight roof over here. And the tumah is going to spread underneath all of the beams. If, however, the piece of the mace was al gabayin, on top of one of the beams, keneg the other rekiya tumah, that tumah will go up, but it won't spread to the side, and it won't break through to come down. And this is true whether the tumah is on top of one of the upstairs beams, or whether it's on top of one of the beams between the first and the second floor. It's on top of an oil, it's not underneath it. And therefore the tumah will not spread to the side, it will not come down lower, it only goes straight up. Okay, so let's chaz over our Mishnah. Hey, we have the beams of a house. They go from side to side. Eventually I'm going to put plaster on top, and these are going to become my ceilings. I have a row of beams between the first and the second floor, and a row of beams on top, which is eventually going to be the roof of the house also. But right now there's no plaster. So we have one case in the Mishnah where the beams are aligned. Like I told you, if I was standing on top of one of the lower beams and I would jump straight up, my head would hit the beam on top of me. If that's the case, beam underneath beam, airspace underneath airspace, if there's tumah underneath one of the beams, the only keli that's going to be tumah is a keli that is underneath that beam. If the tumah, let's say, is on the floor, all the way on the ground floor, only a keli that'll be next to it underneath that beam on the ground floor will become tummy. If the tummy is in between the first floor of beams and the second floor of beams, so only a keli on that same beam on the second floor will become tummy, because the tummy goes up, hits the beam on top, it's wide at tafach, that becomes the oil, and it's metam anything under that beam, but only under that beam. It doesn't spread from side to side. If the tummy is all the way on top, tummy goes straight up, but not down. If, however, the two layers of beams weren't aligned, rather, you have the beams on the first floor, and if I would jump on top of one of those beams, I wouldn't hit the beam on the second floor. I would hit the airspace between the two beams. In the first case, it was beam under beam. Here, it's beam under airspace. And let me just add over here that there was a width, not only in the beam, but there was a width of avir, of airspace, wide at tefach. If there's tumah under any one, everything becomes tummy, because we view this as if either the top beams come down or the bottom beams go up, but it's as if there's a closed roof. And memela, any tumah underneath over here is like underneath one oil in this house, and everything will become tummy. The tumah spreads from side to side. But tumah that's on top of a beam, that tumah would go straight up, but any keli underneath the beam would be tar.